In the Mass today, we pray, Almighty and eternal God, who rulest all things, both in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of thy people and grant us thy peace in our days. And in the Gospel today, Our Lady says, they have no wine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today, I mean, this whole year, really, the past year, has been a time of upheaval. Everything that we have known since our childhood has been taken away in some way or another. It seems that all is lost, doesn't it? I mean, we're hearing rumors of war with China, or back to the wars in the Middle East, or rumors of a false virus, or one that is not nearly as bad as they are saying. Organized forces used to destroy our economy, our way of life, and to replace it with communism. And yes, you did hear that right. Our freedoms are one by one being taken away. Our president is being blocked from speaking publicly on social media. And a president with dementia has been elected. And a vice president, who is a wicked woman, will be our second leader. Abortion, it's rampant. Transgender, it's okay. Small businesses are closed and put out of business for good, while big government keeps growing. Churches are closed, but the liquor stores opened. Do you remember our march last year? We had to sort of go underground that we would not be caught, just for worshiping the one true God. Citizens are told, stay home, while the government officials can go out to their favorite hair salons and whatnot. We are forced to wear masks, and all normalcy is that we follow or try to is regarded as conspiracy. The election was stolen. There's no doubt about that. And we have no recourse to justice. Our currency, they want to take it away and make it a worldwide currency, all the same, so that you never see your cash, but it's all in a computer somewhere. These things are not happening just here in America. This is a worldwide thing. Threats of a forced vaccination, mention of a dark winter, as they call it, and more lockdowns this year. It truly is a takeover of communists, of the one worlders. Everything seems to be lost. But that's what they want, isn't it? Communism destroys the spirit that is in man. Look at all the communist countries that ever existed. Look at Cuba. Their spirit is destroyed. And that is what they are doing to us. And they do it in the most simple way, by scaring the population with a virus that is supposed to be the worst epidemic ever to be seen. And yet, what is the survival rate? How are the hospitals doing? Well, some of them are just empty. They're supposed to be filled, and people dropping dead in the streets. And you and I were forced to wear the mask so that we don't give each other a virus and we don't spread it in any way. It's all false. And it's all a plan to dehumanize, in a way, to take away human spirit, that you will not fight or love anything more in this world. You must obey and be a good citizen. That's what it's all about. You see, it does seem, when you think about it, a time in which many people might be tempted to despair, to just throw their hands up and say, I'm done, and walk away. But this isn't the first time that such things have happened. Our liturgy today, by the way, is very timely. It encourages us to great confidence. The collect I read to you today speaks about how our Lord guides everything, both heavenly and earthly. It's all in his hands, all in his power. In the epistle, St. Paul tells us to rejoice in hope. Don't give in to despair, discouragement. And we see a beautiful thing in the gospel today. When Our Lady turns to her son and says to them, they have no wine. And our Lord gives a seemingly bad answer. What is it to me and to thee? My hour is not yet here. It hasn't yet come. But Our Lady's prayer is always heard. After hearing that answer, she immediately turned back to the men and she said, do whatever he says. Fill up the water pots. And our Lord worked his first public miracle. And today's devotional feast gives us great hope too. I'll tell you this story because it's not a well-known apparition at all, but it is approved by Holy Mother Church. It all starts in January 10th of 1871. It was a time of war in France, which had been devastated by the Franco-Prussian War. Much of France at that time was already under Prussian occupation. Paris had been taken over. The emperor was captured or killed. The enemy had gotten as far as Laval, which was in the Normandy area. And the next area to be conquered was a little village 30 miles away called Pomain. There were other problems, too, that kept the people in constant fear. There was a true epidemic, not what we're going through, but it was typhoid, and the spread of smallpox was going on. And people there had this eerie feeling, and it stuck with them all the time, that something was about to happen. They just didn't know what. And a week later, as if nothing could go worse, there was a terrible earthquake. And people, seeing all of these bad things happen, began to lose hope. They began feeling that their prayers were pointless. They weren't being answered. They weren't being heard. But then on January 17th, 1871, so just 7 days later, note that that is 150 years ago today, as the darkness was descending on this village, it was evening time, Our Lady appeared to four children. She appeared above this barn that belonged to a family called Barbedette. Now, one of the sons, a 12-year-old boy, Eugene, was doing his farm chores and stopped in the doorway of the barn to admire the beautiful stars. All of a sudden, he noticed a blank spot where there were no stars at all. And in that spot, Our Lady appeared in the midst of all the beautiful stars. And she stood still. All she did was to smile at him. The younger brother, Joseph, he was 10 years old. he saw Our Lady too and described her as this beautiful lady who was dressed in blue, a blue robe with golden stars. She had blue shoes and golden buckles and a golden crown with a black veil over her head. Now the father, he didn't see Our Lady, and so he told the boys, get back to your chores. But later he asked them, just a few minutes later, he was curious, you know. He asked if they still saw anything. And the boys both said yes. So they ran in to get their mother. And she believed with a mother's intuition. So she brought all the family out and they knelt down. And they said, five Our Fathers, five Hail Marys to Our Lady. Then she ran to the convent, which was just next door, told the sisters about it, who brought two other little children, two girls with them. And these two girls were the only other ones who could see Our Lady. And when they saw her, it was such a natural human reaction. They were filled with such sheer joy that they began clapping their hands in joy. You can picture little girls doing that. The news spread through the village, and the priest came and intoned the Magnificat. And then, as Our Lady was still there, keep in mind the children still were the only ones to be able to see this. Our Lady unfolded a large banner, and on it read, pray, my children. God will answer your prayers very soon. He will not allow you to be touched. And then a red cross with Our Lord's suffering figure on it appeared in Our Lady's hands. The priest led the village in night prayers. And then the Virgin, smiling at the children, disappeared. They say that that smile never left the imagination of those children. It was such a sweet thing. And then at that moment, as the apparition disappeared, the message was written on the banner in the sky, and all of that was over. A messenger came to the village, crying out, you must pray. Fall on your knees, pray, because the Russians are nearby. But on January 17th, that same day, 6 o'clock in the evening, the exact time of the apparition, the division of those Russian soldiers, without any apparent reason, were ordered to turn back. And on January 28th, an armistice was signed at Versailles, and the war ended. The village was spared in the 11th hour. In a very miraculous and unexpected way. You see, sometimes our Lord brings us to the brink of despair and of discouragement. Why? Because up to now we've been relying on ourselves much too strongly. We've put all of our strengthen human means. Have you prayed? Have you prayed for our country? Have you done penance for our president? Have you prayed for the defeat of the communists and the enemies of our church? If not, then you have no reason to complain. We must now remember that Our Lady is known as Our Lady of Holy Hope. What is hope? Is it just some vague wish for something? No. Hope is a firm confidence that everything will be given to you that will help you on the way to heaven. It's a firm confidence based on God's promises, the fact that He cannot lie or deceive when He promises something. These things may not change. These things going on in the world heaven might decide, are good for us, are better, because they are making men turn back to God. So hope doesn't mean that when we pray for the removal of these things, doesn't mean necessarily that we'll get it. We always ask for what's best in God's plan, but God will always give you the strength to make it through. Because in these times, in no other time, in these times, God has destined you to work out your salvation. And it's all up to you to pray. So don't lose courage. Continue the fight. But above all, continue the prayers. And who knows, with the inauguration day coming, maybe, just maybe, Our Lady will show up at the 11th hour and set all things right. But if not, she'll still be there, looking over each one of us, encouraging us by her prayers, which are always heard by God, that we might make it through and become saints and citizens of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.